Jeff King is resting at the Yukon River checkpoint of Ruby. The four-time Iditarod champion is technically in the lead at this point, but Martin Boozer, Ali Zirkel, and Robert Sorley are closing in, and they've already completed their 24-hour layovers. Once teams leave Ruby, they'll have a chance to take advantage of any remaining speed they have on the flat river miles ahead. KYC's Emily Schwing is in Ruby and joins me now. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Lori.
Emily, is there any way to know who is actually in the lead at this point in the race?
Well, Lori, we'll know more once teams start to travel down the Yukon River, and by the time they get into Caltag, we'll definitely know a little bit more about how this race could shake out at the front. For now, I think Martin Boozer has a little bit of a lead, but he also has most of his rest early on in the race, and he's still pushing his dogs. So it could be that he could lose some of that lead as these teams that are resting here in Ruby and those that have also rested for 24 in Ophir and Takotna catch up with him.
How might the race change as teams start running down the Yukon?
Well, the Yukon River is flat and there's about 130 miles of smooth trail. So teams with a lot of speed might have an advantage there. So, for example, Robert Sorley really likes to run his team at a high speed and then rest for a longer time than other mushers, whereas Jeff King's team is comprised of bigger dogs and they're a little bit more powerful. So Sorley's team might have the advantage on the river.
How about the trail out of Ruby? How is that looking?
The trail out of Ruby looks great. It's a beautiful day. Temperatures are below zero, which is optimal for thick-coated sled dogs. However, the wind has picked up today, and there are reports trickling out of Galena that the trail has drifted over in spots. And some of that wind-blown snow will get transformed into a more sugary snow. That's hard on dog paws, and it could slow teams down a little bit.
Emily, what other dynamics are at play at this point in the race?
Well, mushers have to take an 8-hour mandatory rest somewhere along the Yukon River. So that includes checkpoints here in Ruby, as well as Galena, Nalato, and then in Caltag, where they come off the river. So they may choose to take a mandatory rest here in Ruby after having run 73 miles from Cripple. That's one of the longest runs on the trail. They could also decide to run the trail between Ruby, Galena, and Nalato in one shot and then rest there. They may also decide that Caltag is the best place to take an 8-hour rest because that run from Caltag to Unalakleet, it's 85 miles, and that is the longest run on the Iditarod Trail.
All right, Emily, thanks so much for that trail update.
Sure thing, Lori. Thanks a lot.
KUAC's Emily Schwing is reporting on the Iditarod for APRN.